Read it?
Call the council meeting for August 24th to order. If everyone would stand for the pledge. We have a roll call.
Vice President Brown.
Here.
President Chapman.
Here.
Mr. Clark.
Here.
Ms. Morris.
Here.
Ms. Rose.
Here.
Mr. Salters.
Here.
Mr. Sebring.
Here.
Mayor Yoakum.
Here. Adoption of the agenda.
I move that we adopt the agenda.
Second.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilman Sebring to adopt the agenda as presented.
Mr. Brown.
Yes.
Mr. Chapman.
Yes.
Mr. Clark.
Yes.
Ms. Morris.
Yes.
Ms. Rose.
Yes.
Mr. Salters.
Yes.
Mr. Sebring.
Yes.
Next is approval of the minutes from the August 10th meeting.
I move that we approve the minutes.
Second.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilwoman Rose to approve the minutes as presented.
Brown.
Yes.
Mr. Chapman.
Yes.
Mr. Clark.
Yes.
Ms. Morris.
Yes.
Ms. Rose.
Yes.
Mr. Salters.
Yes.
Yes.
They're approved by a vote of 7-0. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. And then we'll move to committee chair reports.
I was messing around with our website the other day, and I did notice it is a little bit difficult to get to our names, and I was kind of thinking of a couple things that we could possibly do to possibly update. This could be something we have in the Intergovernmental and Community Cooperation Committee meeting. We could have something soon, but I was thinking, as I was kind of going along, we've had a lot of success with the pothole patrol on the front page, because you put it right there, there's easy access to it, people see it, and people nowadays like to have that stuff right there in front of them. They like to have easy access. So I was kind of dueling around, looking at some of the stuff that I've done at school to make things easier on websites and things like that, and I was thinking of possibly if we could put maybe it would just be a simple link like under it, questions for the council, questions for elected officials, where they would click on that link. You could have a tab with either choice for the mayor, the council, the clerk treasurer. They could put their email address for us to contact them back. Text box underneath, at submit, we would all get access to that. It would make us more accessible because I've known, you know, when we had the annexation hearings, people were sending emails to just a couple of us and trying to send them to all of us, and there were some issues with that and some of the other issues that we've dealt with. But if we could clean that up, I think it would give better access to us for the people. It would be easier for them, and also it would keep us on the same page as people were contacting us. So that's kind of one of the things that I've been looking at, and I talked with Tower Bridge about it. They said it'd be a simple update that they would have to make to the website, and it would make things simple. But it's obviously something that we could look at in a future committee meeting, just to see if this is a route that we want to go. But I wanted to kind of introduce the thought to the council as a whole and you, and see if this is something that would be a good thing to pursue or go forward with.
Fine with me. Want people to be able to find us. Web page navigation is always an issue with any page. So.
Cheryl and Dan usually take care of that stuff. Okay, any other committee chair reports? Report of city officers. And then we move on to old business ordinance 28-2015, additional appropriation ordinance from EDIP fund for $22,518.93. Your first reading was August the 10th.
Mr. Mayor, I move we have a second reading of ordinance 28-2015.
Second.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilman Sebring to have second reading of Ordinance 28-2015.
Ordinance 28-2015, additional appropriation ordinance ending sections 1 and 2, for appropriations from EDIP funding $22,508.
Discussion?
Mr. Mayor, let the record show that at 5:45, we had a public hearing, and no one spoke for or against this ordinance.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Yes.
And second reading, ordinance 28-2015 passes by a vote of 7-0.
I move that we have a third reading of ordinance 28-2015.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilman Brown, to have third and final reading of ordinance 28-2015.
Ordinance 28-2015, additional appropriation ordinance, section 1 and 2, $22,518.83.
Discussion?
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Yes.
And third and final reading of ordinance 28-2015 passes by a vote of 7-0. Move to new business. First is Phil Cooper, City Inspector, rental housing ordinance changes.
I'm talking about this, the rental program. In 2014, they passed the House Bill 1403. On the way, we do the rental inspection and the rental registration. Right now, they pay $20 a unit annually. That's for the registration and for the inspection fee. Well, the state passed it. The law that we can only charge $5 for a registration for a unit unless it's a community. If it's a community, it's $5 for the whole community, which five or more units. A good example is apartments down on Main Street, 15th and well, it'd be right across from the Jack Dale's apartments. That'd be $5 for the whole community. And I guess I got ahead of myself, but there's like 20 cities and towns in the state of Indiana that have rental programs. There's only two that were get grandfathered in. That was Bloomington, and I believe it was West Lafayette. And they was anything before 1994, they were grandfathered in. I don't know exactly when the rental housing program started here in Vincennes. I've tried to find out, but I can't. I thought it was in the 90s, but I can't find out for sure. But if it was, after 94, so we got to go by what the state says now. And what I gave you there, you can read. It tells you different things that what we got to do. And also, if we put $50 for an inspection, okay, but that's on a 2-year, 3-year, or 4-year cycle. Right now, they pay $20 annually, but there's a, they can opt to get out of this. They can get their own inspector, which he's got to be certified, be an architect or an engineer. And every year, they got to submit their findings to the city of Vincennes, the people that owns the building for all it and every who's taking care of it. They provide us with the names, cell phones, the addresses. For if something would ever happen, we can get in touch with them. And but even if they do, it's ought to get out of this and get their own inspector, they still got to show us an inspection that year when it was due. And when you read this, there's a lot to read. And it's kind of hard to understand. It took me a while, but I just, you can look through it. If there's any question, what was changed is highlighted in the red. You know, some people or some cities and towns I've heard that just dropped out of it. We don't want to do that here in Vincennes. We need the rental program. And so if you look at this and read it, if you got any questions, you can give me a call, and I'll be glad to sit down with you. Randy Cheek, he's the rental inspector, so we can both sit down with everybody if you got any questions. It needs to be changed. This is what I gave you in the red, like the $5 registration fee and $50 for an inspection. Yep, one sheet I gave you, it kind of highlights what we're trying to do, and that was from the state. One in the kind of first few pages, and also it's got, you know, a portion back there for immigration, but right now I'm just concentrating on the new rental ordinance. If you need to be passed, and so it's in front of you, so I, you know, whatever you want to, you read it, call me.
Now, this ordinance with the changes marked, mm-hmm. That has gone through the city attorney, and you have marked it according to your understanding of the state law. Okay, well, yeah. The first thing is we need to flip it over to Dave.
Yeah.
Those are your changes?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. All right, that's what I thought, but I wanted to clarify it. Okay. Of course, going forward, that'll probably be our main question. I believe this was established in 1992, looking at some of the notations here about the fee. It's, the first reference is Ordinance 2792 in reference to a registration fee, and then it was some amendments later. But be that as it may, that when we established this, the fee was designed to make the rental inspection program self-sustaining, so it didn't
mm-hmm.
get shifted over as a additional cost to the taxpayer. So with the legislature kind of wrecking our fee system, mm-hmm. The question is, do you think it'll be self-sustaining, or is that just something we're going to have to go a year or so and figure out?
Right. We put the $50 in there to cover all the cost and for Randy, fuel. We got a paper, office supplies, and for his inspection, so, and really, the $50, it seems like a lot, but that's on maybe a two-year or a three-year cycle. When that cycle comes up for having an inspection, that's when they pay their $50 fee. So,
so they would pay their fee or prove that they had somebody inspect it?
Yeah, they opt.
If they opt out?
If they opt out, they're going to provide their inspection report to the, my office, and they're still going to have to pay the $5 registration fee. And it's all in here, but they're still going to have to pay it regardless of the opt out of or stay with the program.
This is kind of a new level for the legislature, because normally they're famous for giving local government mandates that they don't fund. And in this case, they basically take the funding away that was sustaining this program and give us a new set of cards to play with, which we don't know whether it's going to be self-funded under this circumstance until we're in it for a while. So we certainly want to thank our legislators for that. Do you know what cities have opted out from doing inspection programs as a result of the legislature's action?
One was up Fort Wayne or something, around Fort Wayne, but they were talking about it. I don't know for sure if they opted out of it. Yeah, Evansville was going to start one, and I haven't talked to them. They said they think they're just dropping out of it, so.
Okay. Sure. Mm-hmm. Well, I remember when the legislature adopted this change in the law, it was the landlord lobby that got it through the legislature, so there's no doubt what the motivation for legislators doing it, but it's interesting that they would carve out Bloomington and the West Lafayette and say, oh, well, they need the program, but the rest of the state apparently doesn't. So it's, anyway. Well, we appreciate your work on this, and we will, as a council, review the changes in the ordinance, and then we will some level of satisfaction with it, or get some more dialogue back and forth about it, and we'll write this up and put it before us. But why don't we, for the time being, just review it before we introduce it? That, I think that'd be a good way to see. Yeah. We thank you for bringing this information to us.
Okay. Thanks, Phil. Next is Ordinance 29-2015, Additional Appropriation Ordinance from Edit Fund for $233,827.60.
I move we have a first reading of Ordinance
29-2015. Motion by President Chatton, second by Councilwoman Rose. We have first reading of Ordinance 29-2015.
Ordinance 29-2015, Additional Appropriation Ordinance, Sections 1 and 2 from Edit. $233,827.10.
Concrete work so far.
Progress payment for sidewalk.
Detailed list of that. Do you want to comment on it?
No, it's mainly, if you notice the list you've got, a lot of it is the concrete work with the curb ramps and curbs replaced and getting ready for the paving, which should start here in a couple weeks. And this is, I think we had agreed to commit $250,000 from Edit to paving, so we're just shy $17,000 from Edit.
Okay. Certainly see that work underway, so. There's no further questions. I'll call for the question.
Is there any way that I can get a list of the streets you're talking about doing? We have that.
Okay. Yeah, JP will get it.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. J. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Moore?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Mr. Salter?
Yes.
Yes. And first reading of ordinance 29-2015 passes by a vote of 7 to 0. Next is ordinance 30-2015, additional appropriation ordinance, edit funds to $10,000.
I move we have a first reading of ordinance 30-2015.
Second. Motion by Treasurer Chapman, second by Councilman Stevens, for first reading of ordinance 30-2015.
Ordinance 30-2015, appropriation ordinance sections 1 and 2, edit $10,000.
This ordinance is to go ahead and approve $10,000 towards the parcel purchase we have to make on the second mid-block properties. There's like 9 different parcels that have to be, owners that have to be paid. It's just under $10,000. It's either, we decide to go for the whole $10,000, that way we don't come back there 9 times with 9 different ordinances paying 9 different amounts for, so it's just to approve the $10,000 so we can just go ahead and pay those.
And if I remember the last time that JP came up, he said that this was one of the last kind of holding blocks that we're waiting for to get this taken care of before that project can get off and off the ground and going, right?
Right.
Any other questions?
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman? Yes. Clark?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Rose?
Mr. Salter?
Yes.
Yes.
First reading of ordinance 30-2015 passes by a vote of 7 to 0. Next is claims in the amount of $371,406.65.
I move that we approve the claims.
Second.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilman Sebring to approve the claims in the amount I mentioned.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman? Yes. Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Moore?
Yes.
Ms. Rose? Salter?
Yes.
Yes.
And claims are paid by a vote of 7 to 0. Nothing under miscellaneous?
Motion to adjourn.